April 12, 1929. The Creation, Act of Profound Adoration of the Divine Trinity. I was all abandoned in the Divine Fiat. Its light eclipsed my littleness and transported me up there, even into the womb of the Eternal One, where nothing but light, sanctity, beauty could be seen, which infused in me profound adoration, such that I felt my little existence changed into one single act of adoration for that God who so much loved me and loves me. Then, while my mind was wandering within the light of the divine volition, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, the sanctity of our divine being, the one power of our will with which we are invested, in such a way that, even though we are distinct as persons, yet our will which operates in us, which dominates, which rules, is always one, our equal, reciprocal and incessant love, produce one in us the most profound adoration among the divine persons. So, everything that comes out of us is but acts of profound adoration of all our divine being. Therefore, when our divine fiat wanted to issue the whole creation into the field with its creating, operating and vivifying power, as our fiat was being pronounced, we kept issuing from within ourselves acts of profound adoration. So, the heavens are nothing other than an act of profound adoration of the immensity of our divine being, and therefore everywhere one can see heavens, both at night and at daytime. The immensity of our being released from our womb the immensity of our adoration, and extended the starry heavens over the universe, to call all those who would inhabit the earth in our one will, so as to unify them within the immensity of our adoration, in such a way that, by virtue of our fiat, man was to extend himself within the immensity of his Creator, to form his heaven of profound adoration for the one who had created him. The sun is an act of adoration of our endless light, and the ardor of its adoration is such and so great, that it is not content with letting itself be seen up high, under the vault of the heavens, but from the center of its sphere it lowers its rays down to the level of the earth. Molding and touching everything with its hands of light, it invests everything and everyone with its adoration of light, and it calls plants, flowers, trees, birds and creatures to form one single adoration in the will of the one who created them. The sea, the air, the wind and all created things, are nothing other than acts of profound adoration of our divine being, which, some from afar, some from nearby, call the creature into the unity of our fiat, to repeat the profound acts of our adoration. And as she makes what is ours her own, she can give us the sun, the wind, the sea, the flowery earth, as profound adorations which our one will knows how to, and can produce in the creature. What can our fiat not do? With its one strength it can do anything, it unites everything, it keeps everything in it, and it unites heaven and earth, creator and creature, making them one. Having said this, he withdrew into the depth of his light, and he kept silent. And I remained there, continuing my round in the creation, to follow that profound adoration of my Creator in all created things. Oh, how one could feel the fragrance of the divine adoration in each created thing! One could touch with one's own hand their adored breath. One could feel in the wind the penetrating, ruling adoration of our Creator, which, investing the whole earth, now with light glowing, now with mighty waves, now with caressing breaths, invests us so much and calls us to the adoration of its Creator which the wind possesses. Who can tell of the strength of the wind? In a few minutes, it goes around the entire world, and now with empire, now with moans, now with feeble voice, and now screaming, it invests us and calls us to unite ourselves to that divine adoration which it gives to its Creator. Then, continuing my round, I could see the sea. In those crystal clear waters, in that continuous murmuring, in its gigantic waves, Jesus was saying that that sea was nothing other than an act of profound adoration of the divine purity, adoration of their love which murmurs continuously, and, in the waves, adoration of the divine strength which moves everything and everyone like light straw. Oh! If the divine fiat were reigning in the creatures, it would let everyone read, in each created thing, the distinct adoration of our Creator which each thing possesses. And as it would unify us with all creation, one would be the adoration, one the love, one the glory for the Supreme Being. Oh! Divine will, come to reign, and make it so that the will of all be one.